أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا ذكر وإن للمتقين لحسن مآب جنات عدن مفتحة لهم الأبواب متكئين فيها يدعون فيها بفاكهة كثيرة وشراب وعندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hadha dhikrun, this is the advice, and some have translated it, this is the narration. If we take both the meanings, at the very beginning of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said sad wal quran dhikr, this is the Quran that is filled with advice. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say that these are the advices that we have given, that from Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, a series of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam we had spoken about, and we had showed you their lives, we had showed you their strong points, how they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So accept and take heed of all these advices that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is giving. Or alternatively, it could mean that these are the narrations and the stories and the incidents of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. So obviously, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focusing on another aspect, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the reward of those who are muttaqeen, those who are pious, those who observe the laws and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. Certainly for the muttaqeen, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is an excellent resort, for them is an excellent abode. And that is obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains this excellent abode. It is not the abode of this material world, it is not all the luxuries of this world, but Allah says jannati adn, it is jannat, it is gardens that are everlasting, gardens that have been prepared for them, مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ, the doors of which are open, fully open for them. Like how we say in English sometimes, my doors are open for you. In other words, you are always welcomed. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are, when they have earned in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the decision of Jannat, then they will be welcomed into Jannat. As the Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that for them the doors are open, because in Jannat they will have their own houses, in Jannat they will have their own palaces, there will be no need for them to seek any entry, there is no need to sign any lease with anyone, it will be theirs, they will become the owners of it, and hence there will be absolutely no need for them to knock at the doors of their homes in Jannat. All of it will be open for them, and hence this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will welcome them into Jannat. The next ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speaks about muttaqiina fiha yad'una fiha bifakihatin kathiratin wa sharab, that in it they will recline. Now there, when they recline in Jannat, in this world they had used every bit of the effort, they had exerted themselves, all the resources that they had, all the physical strength that they had, they utilized it all for the sake of Allah, for the ibadat of Allah, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously here in this world, there was no time for them to rest. The rest comes there. The real rest is the rest of Jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different ayats of the Quran, in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about this message that muttaqeena fiha, there they will recline now forever and ever. In other words, it will be a time of relaxation, for there is absolutely no work. So let us try and get into this culture that in this dunya, we will try and exert every effort in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every effort to try and propagate this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the rest will come forever in the hereafter. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ وَشَرَابٍ, and then they will just be calling for abundant fruit and abundant drink. For there in Jannat, whatever the desire is, it will be there. In this world, not every time you can go into a restaurant and just place an order. And after you place an order, the bill will come and you have to pay it. There in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses two words. One word is yad'oon, that whatever a person just calls for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have it available for that person. Insofar as the fruit of Jannah are concerned, in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the branches of those fruit will be just hanging in front of the people. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La maqtu'a, that it will never come to an end. In this world, the season brings a fruit to the end, or sometimes there is lack of supply, or whatever the case may be. But there it is a continuous supply, and it is never prohibited from a person. All of it is fully available. Wa sharabin, and even the drink of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that available in abundance. Not only the drink, but the different cups, the different glasses, the different jugs. All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran Kareem, and hence it will be a life of ikram where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the people of Jannat. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاسِرَاتُ تَرْفِ أَطَابُ, and then by them the hoors and the maidens of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as قَاسِرَاتُ tarf, that their glances will be lowered, and at the same time Allah says أَطَرَابُ, they will be the same age. Two meanings of same age, atram. One is they will be the age of the spouses, of the husbands, and the other is they will all be of the same age. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them desirous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will incline between the two a complete and a total compatibility. هَذَا مَا تُعَدُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is just actually a glimpse of what you have been promised, ليوم الحساب, for the day of حساب, for the day of reckoning. إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد. Certainly, this is our risk, this is our sustenance, and ما له من نفاد, and it will never get exhausted, it will never get lessened, it will never diminish. In other words, it will be ever and forever and ever. ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. Whatever you have, O insan, it will get extinguished, it will get diminished, it will get completed one day, or at least it will lessen. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store in the hereafter, ever diminishing, continuing forever and ever. And hence in these few ayahs, just a glimpse of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and this is the beauty of the Quran Kareem. Allah has spoken about these Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah had qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Follow those qualities, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.